y'all a little story about his song. You see, this here song, it has to do with some blues mythology from almost 100 years ago. See, there were urban legends that were told about blues musicians back then. And they would go outside of town, late at night. They'd go out to a crossroad. They'd go out there and make a deal with the devil. They'd make a deal to get fame and fortune and success in exchange for their soul. And there was one blues musician. His name was Robert Johnson. And you know, he shaped all the music that we have today. But he never lived long enough to know about it, because he died at a very young age. A lot of people thought that Robert Johnson really did sell his soul to the devil. Out there on one of those crossroads. See, no one could ever understand. They could never understand how he got so good at playing guitar so fast. But a funny thing is, these old urban legends are sometimes based on a tiny bit of truth. 'Cause you see, that old blues man going out to the crossroads and selling his soul, he's kinda like you and me. 'Cause we got the same problem as he does. Which is, we got this problem of sin, and we need someone to rescue us from that sin. And if we don't, then really, that sin owns us, not the other way around. You meet him at the crossroad, in the middle of the night. You don't say nothing to him, you don't look him in the eye. You let him tune your guitar, till the strings are buzzing tight. Then he hands the guitar to you, and you go down without a fight. The story yet. Something else I gotta tell you. You see, the way Robert Johnson was living caught up with him one day. He was playing music for a couple of nights at this little tavern outside of this little town. You know, he was only 27 years old. But about the time he was playing that music there, he was also having an affair with a woman who was married to the owner of the tavern. And that owner of that there tavern, well, he found out. And that night, while Robert Johnson was playing his guitar. The tavern owner served him a glass of poison whiskey. And for the next 3 days, Robert Johnson was in the back room of a stranger's house, reeling in agonizing pain as that poison worked its way through his body. You know, people said they could hear a sound coming out of that room like a dog howling. And this went on for 3 excruciating days. And when it was all done, and there was no more noise coming out of that there room, they went inside the room, and next to him on that bed, they found a handwritten note that he had scrawled out on a piece of paper before he died. And on that note, Robert Johnson was crying out for Jesus Christ to save him, 'cause he knew the death was coming. It's coming right then and there. And he knew he had a problem with sin, that it owned him, not the other way around. He needed someone else to rescue him. And that is why there's some tall, skinny guy in heaven right now, with long, spidery fingers that could reach around the neck of a guitar like no one else ever could. You know, that Robert Johnson, he got into heaven just by the skin of his teeth. But if you are amazed that he got in that way, not deserving it one little bit, well, don't be, 'cause that's how I'm getting in too.
Really cost.